this, everybody good? This is better set up than when Zim does it over in the corner. So just to give you a quick update, first starting with Coach Zimmer. You know, he's back at his ranch in Kentucky resting. He very excited about this past surgery, and hopefully this will resolve his issue. He does need to rest and recover. The best thing about it is he's 12 hours away, so I know he can't drive back to the office every day. He is capable of watching tape. He has watched practice tape. I know he's in constant communication with our coaches and making the corrections with the coaches. I know practice yesterday was very smooth. We have a great coaching staff. Pat's running the offense. George Edwards is running the defense, and Priest running the special team. So everything's going on according to plan. And, you know, hopefully Coach Zimmer will get the rest and relaxation that he needs to get this recovered and then be back as quickly as he can. Update on Teddy. We put out a little bit of video on Teddy. He's not here today. He had an appointment with his doctor, and this was just a scheduled appointment that's been part of his rehab process. Part of the rehab process that you seen yesterday was that he is able to start dropping back and throwing the ball. He is not cleared for practice, so I want to make that perfectly clear. But he's working extremely hard in his rehab, and we'll continue to monitor his progress as he goes. I'll go ahead and open it up for questions.
So what did Teddy do yesterday?
Basically what he's been doing, except we're able to do it on the field now. As part of phase three, he basically, you know, worked on his dropbacks and throwing a ball. That's what that's part of his rehab protocol at this point.
So is that ahead of schedule that he's able to do that?
I'm not going to get into updates every day on whether he's ahead or behind schedule. I know he's doing everything he can to get on the field as quickly as he can. And but we will follow the protocol just to make sure that, you know, he's able to get out on the field.
What are the next steps? He can drop back and throw. What are the sort of next steps?
We'll continue to monitor that. I think it's as it goes, day to day. Can he do a little bit more? You know, I don't know where that's going. We'll just take it a day at a time.
Rick, why did you guys decide to put that video up? I mean, obviously,
because
I'm excited.
Because
I knew
it was going to be a question of why is Teddy not at practice?
Uh-huh.
You know, so but we wanted to at least put something out there to show that this is part of his rehab. And part of his rehab program, and it gave you guys an opportunity because you weren't going to be able to see it today to see what he was able to do yesterday.
Most people drew a lot of optimism out of seeing that video. Would that be the right thing to draw out of it?
Well, I mean, Teddy's working extremely hard, and he's trying to get back after such a devastating injury. So, you know, we'll just wait and see as it progresses.
How many passes is he able to throw in the rehab?
I'm not going to get into the protocol and the rehab, but he did do some dropbacks yesterday and was throwing the ball. And, again, very limited on what he's able to do at this point, but it's progress.
You said he hasn't been cleared for practice. Is there hope that he might be for training camp?
Again, all I know is right now that we're all focused on, and Teddy's focused on, just rehabbing and getting ready as quickly as he can.
Rick, with how traumatic this was, I know that you've been through a lot of injuries with different players, but just the method of how it went down at practice and how bad it was, did you guys have a collective like sigh of relief, or were you holding your breath the first time you saw him drop back? Like, what are the emotions for you guys?
Teddy's just such a great kid, and I know how everybody feels about Teddy, you know, including our head coach, our ownership, this entire organization. And, you know, just hoping that, you know, eventually he'll be able to come back on the field. But that's still, you know, the unknown. But I know everybody from Eric Sugarman to the doctors and everything are doing everything we can to work with Teddy. And Teddy's working. You almost have to hold Teddy back from doing too much because he's so diligent in what he's trying to get accomplished. Well, I've seen it before it was on the video. So just some of the stuff he's been doing through phase two, you know, when we were in phase two. But it's very encouraging.
Is he able to go full speed in his dropbacks and playing?
I'm not going to get into all that stuff. I just know that he's doing everything he can to rehab.
What's his emotional and mental state right now?
Very focused, very determined.
Rick, when it comes to to Mike Zimmer. Was that his decision to be away, or did you guys kind of have to nudge him in that direction?
I will just say Coach Zimmer is very hard-headed in a lot of things, and sometimes, just like these players, you just got to make sure that your health comes first. And I know everybody wants, you know, hopefully this surgery, which has been we're very optimistic about, will be the surgery that has corrected, you know, the detached retina and the vision, the problems that he does have.
I mean, he's tried to at least keep a sense of humor about it, and I know you have as well, but can you kind of sense, I mean, it seems like he's always has been thinking he's going to be out of the woods with the most recent one. Do you think that's kind of taken a toll on him, just not knowing?
Well, going through, I think, it's eighth, I think I lost count, but I think it's eighth. That's pretty tolling on anybody to go through that many surgeries, and especially in your eye. So, but I know he's complying with everything the doctors want him to do, and I know everybody's very encouraged that hopefully this will resolve the issue. We'll see. I know he's going to be out for a couple weeks, and then kind of reevaluate where he's at, and then when he can get back on the field. But I know that there's no question he's still in charge of this football team and what's going on between the white lines.
What was the thing that made you guys realize that now was the time that he needed to take time off?
I think as we went through the different surgeries, and I don't want to get in, I'm not a doctor on what they were doing and why they were doing, but, you know, I know during the season it was for him to be able to travel. And I know, you know, during the off season, it's a pretty important part of the process when we have to travel, go to the combine, going to the Senior Bowl, out to pro days, being here and involved with all the meetings that were going on, especially when we're planning, roster planning and things like that, where hopefully, you know, like I said, this is a time where he can catch his breath, relax a little bit, but still heavily involved with his football team, and that he's ready to go as quickly as he can be.
Rick, what, that there are no more surgeries needed, or is there something that's kind of out there?
No, I think everybody's hoping that this was a surgery that gets everything corrected. That's correct. Yeah, so he didn't drive himself. He had someone help drive him to his ranch, which I'm sure was a pleasant experience for 12 hours with him in a car.
Who drove him?
I'm not going into that.
Okay. Do you have someone down there watching him 24 hours a day, making sure he doesn't get out?
I know he's doing what he's supposed to do. I'll just leave it at that.
Is he supposed to be limited in the amount of hours he watches film or anything like that?
I'm not going to get into all the details of it. I know that he was cleared to watch tape where it's not going to affect him. The biggest thing is him being out here on the practice field yelling and screaming, putting in the time and energy that he does into this job to just get away and to let it heal and let it recover.
Rick, how many interactions have you had with Michael Floyd since he's been here, and how important is it that he's able to get here now at this juncture rather than after many times?
We started that process where myself, Coach Zimmer, spent numerous hours with him, numerous visits. I know our support staff has also spent a lot of time with him, and we're very excited, that the legal process let him come here to Minnesota and then he can start participating in the OTAs.
Did you go down to Arizona at some point?
I won't get into any details, but I know we spent a lot of time with him. We're not playing a game. So, like, you take the Dallas situation where we let, you know, Pat run the offense and George Edwards run the defense, and then Prefer was kind of like the de facto head coach because he was just doing special teams. But here we're in a situation where everybody's running their side of the ball and making the corrections. And like I said, this is a great coaching staff, and that you don't see any difference with our players and the effort they're putting out there and us getting what we need to get done to get ready for Mankato in the season.
A couple more questions for Rick.
Just to follow up on Michael Floyd, what do you hope to kind of see now here in the next month or so with him?
Just to get him out on the field, get him start go with some familiarity with our offensive scheme and our system, and start evolving him into, you know, into the offense, and see where it goes. But it was just us trying to add another good football player to our roster.
Good. All right. Photojournalists, other journalists, if you want to get the rest of the B-roll, we got